Didn't know I'd be preaching on this, but I just know enough to mind the Lord tonight. Amen. And he knows what we need, doesn't he? And that other thought may be for another night. But tonight I know I got to go to Psalm 23, amen. And while you're turning there, I'm going to ask Brother Keith if he would stand up and say something for the Lord. Brother, give us a testimony, amen.
I just
want to
say that singing blessed my soul.
Yeah.
I'm just here to
say
tonight. I just want to thank the Lord for changing my life.
Amen.
And on the day he saved me,
he
took that away from me.
Yes, sir. Come on, preacher. Amen. Amen. How many's found him to be there when nobody else would be there? Amen. Amen. I believe it was Sunday night. I made mention of that scripture. Paul said, but God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. You pray real sweet. I just want to mind the Lord and give you, I like to be prepared, but listen, God knows a whole lot more about it than I do. Amen. Preacher Tread, amen. And I just love the Lord. Been so good to be here already this week, and thank God for what he's already done. I'm reminded of the story. They said this woman went to church with her son. He said, now, Mom, he said, our church is different than your church. He said, we're reserved. And he said, we're a little more subdued than what you're used to. We're not as emotional as you are, Mom. He said, I'm just letting you know that. Amen. And she went to that church and she sat about halfway back. About halfway through the service, she took her a fit. Woo! Just started praising God. When they left out, he said, Mom, he said, what was that all about? She said, listen, I wasn't shouting because it was a good service. I was shouting because I wasn't a part of that dead crowd. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 Aren't you glad you got something tonight that'll make you shout every now and then? Amen. Praise God. 23rd Psalm, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you love the Lord, say glory. You could quote this by heart, but let's read it. Look at it with me. Oh, the psalmist David, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Preach, Mitch Ingram, would you ask the blessing on God's word? Oh God. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. If you're glad the Lord's your shepherd, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm glad he's my shepherd. Amen. And tonight, if God would help me for just a little while, I want to preach on my shepherd. I'm glad he's Pastor Tim's shepherd. I'm glad he's Preacher Mitch's shepherd. I'm glad, listen, he's your shepherd, but I'm real glad. I'm real glad. He's my shepherd. The 19th century preacher Henry Ward Beecher said this about the 23rd Psalm. He said it has charmed more griefs to rest than all the philosophy of the world. It has remanded to their dungeon more felon thoughts. Oh yes, more black doubts, more thieving sorrows than there are sands on the seashore. It has comforted the noble host of the poor. It has sung courage to the army of the disappointed. It has poured balm and consolation into the heart of the sick, of captives in dungeons, of widows and their pinching griefs of orphans and their loneliness. Dying soldiers have died easier as it was read to them. Ghastly hospitals have been illuminated. It has visited the prisoner and broken his chains, and like Peter's angel, led him forth in imagination and sung him back home again. It has made the dying Christian slave, oh, freer than his master. Oh, listen, don't know about you, but tonight I'm glad that he's my shepherd. And for just a little while, I want to preach on the thought, oh yes, my shepherd. Just four things tonight. And like I said, I thought I was going a whole different direction. But during the singing, the Lord just passed by and said, oh, you tell him about the 23rd Psalm. And so four things I'd like to draw out tonight, if God would help me. And the first thing, if you're taking notes, I want you to notice this. As David penned this psalm, number one, he had confidence in the shepherd's position. Woo! I said he had confidence in the shepherd's position. Oh yes, somebody said, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, I want you to notice as we look through the pages of God's word in the Gospel of Matthew, we find that he is a dividing shepherd. And Matthew and Mark, he is a smitten shepherd. In John's gospel, we see that he's the good shepherd and one shepherd. In Hebrews, he's the great shepherd. And 1 Peter, he's the shepherd and bishop of our souls. And he's also the chief shepherd. But when you get to the 23rd Psalm, you find something out. You find out that he is a personal shepherd. He is a providing shepherd. He is a present shepherd. And praise God, he's a promise-keeping shepherd. But can I just tell you, best of all, he's my shepherd, amen. He's my shepherd, amen. When you get to the 23rd Psalm, you find out, praise God, he's my shepherd, amen. Somebody said, can you prove it by the book? I sure can. In fact, when you look in these six verses of the 23rd Psalm, you'll find out, listen, that 17 times in these short six verses, 17 times David uses a personal pronoun. I'm talking about 17 times in six verses. He's trying to make a point, Brother Keith. You know what he says? He says, I, my, me, in mind. Woo! It wasn't because he was selfish. It wasn't because he was self-centered. But brother, I believe David could just rejoice that through it all, he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. Praise God. He's my shepherd. Amen. Oh yes, oh yes, it means a lot, brother, that he's your shepherd. In fact, notice in the 23rd Psalm, in the first three verses, he's talking about the shepherd. But in the last three verses, he's talking to the shepherd, praise God. You know why he could do that? Because he was his. Amen. Oh, yes, it's good to talk about him. I love to preach when he blesses me. Oh, but can I tell you, I like to talk to him. Amen. And I'm glad I can, because I'm his and he's mine. Praise God. He had confidence in the shepherd's position tonight. Amen. Is he your shepherd tonight? Is he your shepherd tonight? Oh, if he's your shepherd, I believe you can rejoice in John 10 and 14 when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. And know my sheep. And know my sheep. And am known of mine. He said, I know them and they know me. Oh, listen, don't know what you're going through tonight. Don't know the battles you're fighting, the storms you're sailing through, the burden you're carrying, or the thing you're facing. But I know one thing tonight. If you're saved by the grace of God, washed in the blood of Jesus, got the Spirit of God down in your soul, then you can say, praise God, he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. Amen. Woo! Oh, I'm talking about he had confidence in the shepherd's position. Oh, I could call the White House tonight if I wanted to and say, can I talk to President Biden? They say, who's this? I'd say it's Todd Masters from Madarraville, Indiana. They'd hang up and wouldn't let me talk to him. I could call the Vatican if I wanted to And I could say, could I speak to Mr. Pope? They'd say, who is this? Todd Masters from Adairville, Indiana. Nope, sorry, nada, no way. Oh, listen, just any time I can fall on my face and I can cry out to my shepherd and he hears me and he knows me and I know him. Oh, listen, you think about this. You think about the one who hung the sun on nothing and who put the moon in the sky, who put the stars in their sockets and called on my name, who measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured the mountains in a scale, in the hills in a balance. That's him. That's him. That's him. That's my shepherd. Woo! That's my shepherd. And I can talk to him anytime. Oh, yes. And I can rejoice that I know him and he knows me. Praise God. He had confidence in the shepherd's position. I don't know how 2 Timothy 4 would have preached, but I feel pretty good on this one. Amen. Woo, Brother Ray, he's my shepherd. He had confidence in the shepherd's position. Next time the devil comes along and begins to trouble you, the next time your flesh rises up against you, the next time the world comes against you with everything they got you, just remember, you can have confidence in the shepherd's position, that he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I belong to him. He knows me. I know him. He's my shepherd. Amen. But number two, let me hasten on. Not only did he have confidence in the shepherd's position, but whoop, he had comfort in the shepherd's provision. Woo! I said he had confidence in the shepherd's position. I mean my mind. But he had comfort in the shepherd's provision. Why do you think in Isaiah 40 and 11, he said that he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Woo! You know what he does? Hey, the shepherd just comes down amongst his flock. He didn't say that he would feed his sheep. He said, I'll feed my flock. You know what he does? He comes along and feeds you. He comes along and feeds you. He comes along, feeds you, and he don't get about halfway back and say, sorry, clean out, come back tomorrow. No, no, no. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Oh, yes, brother, I don't know what you need, but he knows what you need. And I guarantee you he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Oh, can I prove it to you? Can I prove it to you? Back row, you ain't with me yet, but you will be. Can I prove it to you? Hey, man, watch here. Notice what he said. Notice what he said in the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. You know who he is there? He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. The Lord, my provider. You get to verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. You know what he is there? Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, my peace. You get to verse 3. He said, he restoreth my soul. He leads me. Oh, yes, he restoreth my soul. You know what he is there? Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for my namesake. He's Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord of righteousness. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Oh, thy rod and thy staff, they come from me. He's Jehovah Ezer, the Lord my help. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Thou anointest my head with oil. He's Jehovah Enkadesis, the Lord my holiness. Thou, my cup runneth over. Jehovah Manna, the Lord is my portion. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jehovah Chilek, the Lord, my inheritance. Also look up here. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you need, but can I tell you, from verse 1 to verse 6, it's apparent to me that we can be comforted by his provision, and that whatever you need, he shall supply. Woo! Good preaching, brother, preach on. Oh, yes, whatever it is you need, he's able to supply. Oh, some of you come in here carrying a burden. He can take care of it. Some of you come in needing some provision. He can supply it. Some of you come in needing some healing. He can give it. Some of you come in needing saved. He can do it. Praise God, I'm telling you from verse 1 to verse 6, I believe David lets us know that we can be comforted by his provision and that whatever you need, he shall supply. Amen. Can I prove it to you? Oh, yes. Listen, in the John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Whoop. Giveth his life for the sheep. Somebody said, well, preacher, that's good, but what's that got to do with anything? I'm glad you asked. In Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, the Apostle Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Someone said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you, saint of God, if he took care of your greatest need, the salvation of your soul at the cold, cruel cross of Calvary, then mark her down, take it to the bank, cash the check. He's sufficient. He's able to provide every other need you'll ever have. Woo! Why would you think he could take care of your greatest need and then 10 down years later down the road say, well, you know, I took care of that greatest need, but somehow I just can't do it no more. Listen, I'm telling you, I don't know the battle you're fighting. I don't know the storm you're sailing through. I don't know what's going down at your house. I don't know the situation you're facing. I don't know the circumstance you're in. I don't know the needs you have. But can I tell you, David had confidence in the shepherd's provision. He just knew that he was sufficient and that he was able to take care of every need. Oh, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Oh, thank God, he leads me in paths of righteousness. In verse 5, he said, you prepare a table before me, even in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Not only does he supply, but he goes over and beyond. That sounds like grace to me. That sounds like grace to me. Oh, praise God. He was comforted by his provision. Woo, don't slow up on me now. He had comfort in the shepherd's provision. But number 3, not only, Pastor Mitch, did he have confidence in the shepherd's position, he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. And not only did he have comfort in his provision, he knew he'd be able to take care of every need he had. Look up here, friend. He's able. Amen. He's able. Amen. He's able. Amen. I said he's able. Amen. Oh, yes, he's able. He's able to meet that need, answer that prayer, make that way clear. He's able to do what you cannot do. Oh, tonight, thank God for a shepherd like that. Aren't you glad? If you're saved, you can say, he's my shepherd tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, aren't you glad he didn't just cast you out in the field somewhere, say, do the best you can, hoss. Oh, no. But there stands my shepherd. Woo! There he stands, ready and willing to supply my every need. Amen. Praise God. He had confidence in the shepherd's position. Look up here. I may not be your cup of tea, but I am pouring out of the right pot tonight. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Amen. Comfort in the shepherd's provision. Number 3, can I say this? He had courage in the shepherd's presence. Woo! I said he had courage in the shepherd's presence. Can I prove it to you? Verse 4. Yea. Yes, for sure. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You ever been there? You ever been in that valley so deep and dark you never thought you'd get out? You ever been in that valley so low you felt like a 52nd cousin to the Lord? You ever been there where you felt like there was no way that you're done? Oh, you ever been there and cried so much you couldn't cry no more? And with a broken heart, all you could do is look up and say, oh, my shepherd. He said, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I like these next words. For thou with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, listen, there's some good preaching brothers here. But you know what? There's sometimes the pastor can't be there. I've got a wife next to the Lord Jesus. She's the best thing ever happened to me. Sometimes she can't be with me. In fact, tonight, she's in Madarraville, Indiana. I'm in Lancaster, South Carolina. I've got some good friends that traveled a lot of miles with me. There's sometimes they won't be there. No, aren't you glad when you begin to walk down into that dark valley and you don't know what tomorrow holds and you just don't know what to do? Aren't you glad you can be assured that you can have courage in the shepherd's presence and when nobody else is there? Praise God, he'll be there. Amen. In fact, can I tell you how I know that for sure? Come here, brother. In Isaiah 43, you know what he said to his people? He said, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Thou art mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thy feet. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Oh, praise God. David said, I'll not fear because you are with me. Praise God that the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Hey, just shout it out for just a minute and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Some of y'all been through some stuff. Some of y'all been in some dark valleys. Some of y'all been in some places and been in some positions. And some of y'all thought you'd come to the end. And some of y'all thought there wasn't nothing else could be done. Oh, praise God. When you looked around, there he was. There he was, my shepherd. My shepherd. Oh, yes, the old preacher, Alexander McClellan, said when he was just a young man, he'd grown up. It was time for him to move away from home and go into the city and get a job. And so the time came that his daddy said, now, Alexander, he said, you go into town and you get a job and you work. Monday through Saturday, you work. But now Saturday night, when work is through, he said, you come home. Come home to me and your mama. He said, come home and we'll talk and we'll visit and we'll eat. And then Sunday morning we'll get up and we'll go to church together as a family. And then after church we'll come back home and eat. And then you can go back home into the city and work. And oh, Alexander McClellan thought that sounded good. But the only thing was this, that between where he lived and where the city was, there was a thick, dense woods that he would have to walk through on Saturday night to get back home to his daddy and mommy. He said, well, daddy, how about this? I'll work Saturday night, come home and rest, and get up early Sunday morning. Then I'll come home. We'll go to church and be together. His dad said, no, son, I want you to come home Saturday night. We'll have missed you, and we want to be with you and have all the time we can get. That feared him, that caused him to be so scared and nervous. And he said, even as a grown man, the thought of walking through those dark, dense woods all alone just made me quake. He said, I went into the city and I began to work. I worked all day Monday and I went home Monday night thinking, about those woods. I worked all day Tuesday and worked, and I thought about those woods. Wednesday come and I worked and thought about those woods all week long. He said, I couldn't help but think about walking through those dark woods Saturday night all alone. Oh, he said, I was a grown man, but it just made me so scared. And he said, finally Saturday came and I worked like every other day. But Saturday night I slowly packed my bags and began the long journey home. He said, I came to the edge of those dark, thick woods, and I looked into the blackness of darkness. And he said, my heart began to pound, my hands began to sweat, my mouth began to get dry. And he said, I had about convinced myself to turn around and walk back home until a sound startled me. And I listened very closely. I listened very closely. And pretty soon I began to recognize the sound that I heard. He said it was the voice of my daddy who had come through the long dark woods to meet me, to meet me. And he said, my daddy came to me. He said, my daddy walked through the darkness of them woods. And he said, side by side, we stepped into the dark woods. And he said, I didn't fear a thing. Oh, thank God. He said, when my daddy walked me through the woods, he said, I never feared one more thing. You know why? Because he is my shepherd. That's why Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Can I tell you, when the way is not clear, and the way seems so dark, and you just can't see your way through. Oh, can I just tell you, you listen for his voice. You just listen for his voice. And I promise you, he'll be right there, and he'll lead you, and he'll guide you, and he'll take you where you need to go. And thank God, can I tell you, in this dark world of sin, in these troubling times, aren't you so glad that we can have courage in his presence? Oh, listen, not courage in a political party, not courage in a denomination, not courage in your wealth or ability, but you can have courage in your shepherd and know that no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, no matter what comes your way, you can face it with courage because he's there and he'll stand by your side. Oh, thank God, David had courage in the shepherd's presence. Yes. One more and I'm done. Some of y'all looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. We can have confidence in the shepherd's position. We can have comfort in the shepherd's provision. I don't know what you need, but he does. I don't know what you come in praying about, but he does. Don't know what it is you need, but he does. And he's able to supply. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather his lamb in his arms and carry them in his bosom. Oh, it's good to be there, brother. Amen. I said it's good to be in the arms of a strong shepherd. It's good to be near him and feel the warmth of his love and the beating of his heart and know that I'm his and he's mine. You can have courage in his presence. Don't know what you're facing, but I know you can face it with courage because he's with you. Oh, yeah. Listen, if I had to face it alone, I'd be in trouble. But thank God you don't have to. He's there. And lastly, can I say this? You can have certainty in the shepherd's promises. Woo! David said, surely. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say might be. Didn't say could be. Didn't say I hope to be. But he said, surely. Mark it down. Take it to the bank. Cash the check. The promises of God in Christ are yea and amen. He said you can have certainty in the shepherd's promises. Oh, in fact, I love when he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That is the word rodaph. That means to run after. That means to chase, to follow after, to hunt, to pursue. Can I just tell you, he wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. Praise God. That's my shepherd today. Amen. You can have certainty in the shepherd's promises. Oh, can I just give you one promise that the shepherd gave his sheep in John 10:28? He said, I give unto them eternal life. Woo! And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. For my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Don't know about you, but I'm glad he said that. Listen, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. That sounds good to me. Amen. I'm glad for every promise I have while I'm here. And I have every promise that he gives when I go over there. Amen, praise God. I'm glad we can have certainty in the shepherd's promise. There's some of you, somebody you love made you a promise and did not come through. It might have been a daddy. It might have been your mommy. It might have been a husband, a wife. It might have been a church member. It might have been a preacher. It might have been a boss at work. It might have been somebody you had confidence in. Somebody made you a promise and couldn't come through, didn't come through. Let's be honest, there's some of us, we've made some promises. We meant well, preachers. We meant well. But somewhere along the line, you realize you didn't have the sufficient to keep your end of the bargain. But can I tell you, when it comes to him making his promises, woo! Praise God, it's good. It's good. No wonder why Peter called him the exceeding great and precious promises of God. I'm glad to declare unto you that every precious promise in his word that he ever made, he'll keep. Amen. Listen, lost soul, he promised that he'd save you if you'd come to him by faith. Hey, listen up here, a wayward friend, he promised he'd restore you if you would confess your sin. Saint of God, he promised he'd provide if you'd only trust in him. And he still declares that without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is the rewarder of those that would diligently seek him. And I declare unto you that every promise of God is still good. Amen. There's a lot of folks that say, well, you know, God's dead. I said, man, he ain't even sick. He don't even feel bad. Well, you know, preacher, it's the 21st century. That's all right. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ, listen, Hebrews said the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God, the only thing more constant than change is Christ, friend. And he don't change. Amen. Many of you know Pastor Calvin Ray Evans in Rubyville, Ohio. Dear friend of ours in our ministry. We love him and appreciate them. And Brother Cal Ray said years ago, there was a young lady in his church that got sick. She was a precious young lady, but she got sick. And her health began to fade very quickly, preacher. And nothing they could do. And it got to the place that she slipped into a coma. She was unresponsive, wouldn't respond to the doctors, wouldn't respond to her family. And she was very young, Brother Ray. And so Cal Ray said, one day I went to the hospital to see her, to see the family, to have prayer, to let them know we care. When I walked in, down the hall of the hospital, I came to her room, and there stood her daddy in the hallway. When he saw me come, here's what he asked me. He said, preacher, where's your God now? Now, if you ain't never been in that place, friend, that's a hard place to be in. Preacher, where's your God now? Cal Ray said, all I knew to do is to go into the room and have prayer. I got the family to come into the room where that unresponsive dying girl lay. He said, we gathered around her bedside and we joined hands, and he said, all I knew to do was pray. And he said, as we began to pray, all I could think to pray was her favorite scripture. Anybody want to guess what it was? The 23rd Psalm. He said, we stood around her bed. There she lay, unresponsive and dying. We joined hands, and Cal Ray said, I began to pray. And I said, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, the presence of God came down so thick in that room. He said, I couldn't even speak. He said, the presence of God was so real. He said, I couldn't say a word. He said, it felt like several moments that I said, the Lord is my shepherd. And it just hung in the air as we stood there praying. Silence. And he said the next thing that happened, I'll never forget. He said that girl who was unresponsive, the girl that was dying, the girl that the doctors could do nothing for, Cal Ray said she sat up and said, I shall not walk. And he said she proceeded to quote the rest of the psalm. Oh, she began to say, he restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. But he said she went all the way through. And brother even went through the sixth verse when he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ever, amen. Cal Ray said about that time, mom and dad dropped to their knees and began to pray. Amen. You know what he said? There he is. There he is. Woo! There's my God right there. He said the mommy and daddy got saved right there on the spot. He said as time went on, the girl did die. But, oh, thank God she went to be with the Lord. He said, I preached her funeral. And he said her mommy and daddy died in the victorious faith of the Lord Jesus. And I preached their funeral. And thank God, aren't you glad to know that heaven is real? And one day at the Lord your shepherd, he's going to get you home. And there you'll be forever and ever. And ever in a place where nothing can go wrong. Praise God. I'm glad it's real. Amen. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the things of earth, we forget this ain't home. That there's a shepherd who's leading you and guiding you through the uneven journeys of life. And brother, he's got heaven on mind. Amen. And he's taking us home to be with him one day after a while. Aren't you glad this ain't all there is? It's hard to imagine a pain without suffering, a place without suffering and sickness and sorrow and sin and Satan. But thank God, woo, it's real, friend. That's why Jesus was able to look at his disciples and say, I'm going to prepare you a place, and if I go and prepare you a place, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Thank God it's real. And I want to say this in closing. I thought I was going a whole other direction tonight, but I'm just giving you what God gave me. I want to say this to you tonight, to you that are lost, just before we close. If you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord, you can't say the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, he might be daddy's shepherd. He may be mommy's shepherd, the preacher's shepherd. He may be somebody else's shepherd, but he ain't yours. He ain't yours. But I got good news. Before you leave out of here tonight, he can be. Oh, yes. Can I just remind you that Isaiah 53:6 said, all we like sheep have gone astray. And he said, all we like sheep have gone astray, and every man has gone to his own way. Look up here, friend. You're lost. You might be here tonight away from God. Maybe tonight there was a time you were serving God with fervency and with fire, but tonight you're so far from God, the FBI can't find you. And you forgot what it was like to be in the presence of this shepherd. And tonight you're out wandering so far from home, cold and hungry, empty and miserable. Oh, tonight, can I just encourage you as I get ready to close in Luke chapter 15? Jesus gave a wonderful parable. And he said this. He said, what man among you having 100 sheep, if one go astray, if one was to go out into the wilderness, would he not leave the 99 and go into that wilderness? Oh, listen, and go after it, that which was lost, until he find it. Woo! Hey, look up here, friend. It's no accident you're here tonight. Hey, look up here. I'm hard to miss. It's no accident that you're here tonight, lost friend. You that are here lost and undone, doomed and damned for hell. Ah, thank God there's a shepherd, listen, who loves you, and he gave his life for you. And you know what he's doing tonight? He is searching. He is searching the wilderness. He is calling out your name. He's looking for you. Why, preacher? Because the Bible said when he finds it, he lays it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. And he calls his friends and his neighbors together and says, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice with me, for my sheep that was lost now is found. And the Bible said, Jesus, and I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. Sunday morning, there was a young man that came and got gloriously saved. The nail-scarred hand of a loving shepherd reached way below the bottom and pulled him up out of the miry pit of sin and washed him in his own rich, red, raw, redeeming blood. And thank God he got saved. There was rejoicing here, and there was rejoicing over there. And tonight, friend, he can be your shepherd too. Amen. Oh, you don't have to die lost and go to hell. You don't have to waste one more day wandering in the wilderness of sin looking for something to satisfy your weary soul. When tonight the shepherd stands and says, come, come. And friend, I promise you, if you'll come to him by faith, brother, he'll save you and he'll become your shepherd. And tonight you'll be able to have confidence in the shepherd's position. You'll be able to say, he's my shepherd. Tonight you'll be able to have comfort in his provision and know that he'll take care of you. You can have courage in his presence and know that no matter what you face, he'll be right there. Oh, what a friend. And tonight you can have certainty in his promises and know, listen, that his word will never fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but he said, my word shall not pass away. And you can build your life on the surety of God's word, his precepts and promises.